and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing just great, thanks. We're here today to talk Below Deck Med. And then later today, we're going to recap the latest episode of House of the Dragon. If you or anyone you know is a big House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones fan, we actually have a little side podcast called Winter is Crappening. And we put those episodes here on the Crappens feed. But, you know, I know some of you are related to people who don't care about Bravo, who only want to hear Game of Thrones content. So they can subscribe over there to Winter is Crappening. And then they'll get all the stuff that they want, which is just Game of Thrones stuff. So have them check that out. And also, everyone should come to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens for our weekly bonus episode, newsletter, ad-free listening, and video. You get to see our video a week before it goes out onto YouTube. And you should also be on our YouTube and subscribing there, because why not? All sorts of fun stuff. With that being said, let's dive into the Adriatic Sea, or at least into Below Deck Med, for another exciting episode, our first in the post-Luke era. What say you, Ronnie?
Here's what say me. Do you want to see a picture of me when I was just a little boy?
Yeah.
My aunt just sent me this picture while you were talking. I looked at it, so I'm going to show it to you. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I would love to see it.
Why isn't it offering me window? Open in the window. Why isn't it showing me? Here, I'll just show you on my phone.
Wow, look at that.
Look how cute.
Still had that same vibe.
Yeah, still same great blue steel vibe. You know,
I love
slobber
it
coming down my face. Full head
I
of
love
hair.
The shirt. The shirt's great.
I still wear that shirt. I still wear that on tour.
It's very hipster.
Anyway, nobody can see that really, unless you're on Crappens on Demand. But there you go. I was young once. So here we are. Out with the old, in with the stew, and Dubrovnik is huge. And Joe is steaming mad, because Nathan showed up late for work. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Joe, of course, has taken the very first chance he can to basically pull the, what was her name, Stormy?
If I were Chief Stew.
So,
Bugsy.
Yeah, Bugsy. Why did I say Stormy? Oh, she's like, because I'm bringing the storm. I was like, that's funny.
Wait, if I was Chief Stew.
He's like,
and they ended up working out. Didn't she come back as Chief Stew once or no?
No, well, no, she wound up taking over as Chief Stew when Hannah was fired.
Yeah.
Right?
That didn't work out great, I don't think.
Bugsy.
For her.
Joe is like, I know that if I were late, it would be a fucking different story. And Coop is like, now I understand where it's coming from. He's like, he's late from fucking work and he's the bosun. That's just unacceptable. So then Nathan has just arrived and he's standing in Sandy's office and she's like, where have you been? Wayne started at least 30 minutes ago. You missed the whole first half of the show. I mean, the season's been unbelievable. Like that one cloud that we all thought was dead. And then like that guy who loves the cloud was like, I am the king. And then the cloud came back to life and blew wind. Everyone was shocked. It was crazy. You missed it all, Nathan.
So intense this season. You know, it's Wind Island. You have to watch it every day. You can't just miss a day.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Wind was wearing a bikini bottom, but took off their bikini top. And then other wind got a wind bone. And let me tell you, I've never seen two clumps of wind fight so hard. It was beautiful. Can't wait to see what happens today. Wind is going to get kicked off today.
Yeah. And then next week is supposed to be Casa Windmore. So like a lot of new bombshells are going to be entering. A lot of clouds are entering the villa. So you got to keep up, Nathan.
Well, I was looking after some family things. Okay. Yeah, you can't. Okay. First off, you were supposed to go home to Gail, and you didn't go home till midnight, so you could go out with everybody first. And then you probably had to argue with Gail because she was really pissed off at you when you got home. Then you had to stay up arguing all night, and then you slept late, and now you're late to work. Do one of these things right. Pick one of these things and do them well. You know, you can't, maybe you can't do everything well. If you're going to be a shitty father, be a shitty father, but show up. for work. Or if you're going to be a good father and show up late for work. But right now, both are, you're not doing great at both.
Also, how do you not think to call in? Like, you're sitting there in that Uber for a very long time. How are you not even calling then? Because part of me says, oh, like, they had a fight last night, and then this morning they had makeup sex. So, of course, you're not going to call in the middle of sex and be like, Captain Sunday, I'm going to be a little bit late because I'm having sex right now. So, like, there's a possibility of that. That's the only reason I could imagine that he doesn't make that phone call, or maybe he's almost like he doesn't want to have to, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but, like, how do you, even once you get into your Uber, how do you not make that phone call? That's crazy. You're in a leadership position. Yeah.
And to be like, where were you? And just to say in the tone, like, I had some family stuff. No,
no.
No, that's no, you call, you text. So she asks, why didn't you call me? And he just goes, oh, good point.
Good
point. Are you new?
This is crazy. That's a crazy response. I think you just say, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I could get here on time and I couldn't.
Yeah. Whatever. So she's like, well, oversight. I've got to be able to trust that you're going to show up. I mean, you know, if something comes up, you got to call me. He's like, okay, sorry. So what happened? It was a tough morning. Gail's having a tough time. And she's like, okay, look, have a seat. I don't know what happened. But the first thing you do is you call me and you say, listen, could you put whatever code you need to put in the phone that feels like a hug? And then I'll beat the numbers, H-U-G. Do you understand? That's how it goes.
Yeah, just say, you know, if you call up and say, I need some time, of course I'm going to give you the time until I decide I don't want to give you the time. So Nathan tells us, I mean, for fuck's sake, I should have called Captain Sandy, but I'm feeling guilty. Gail flew across the world with our son to support me, and I can see how moving away from her support network is affecting her. And I guess this is what I have to learn, how to juggle the responsibility of being a bosun and being there for Gail. That's fine. It's also like not. This is not something that you have to learn, like, amongst the juggling is to, like, call your boss and say, I'm going to be late to work. Like, that's something that's like just a base level. Here's how to work in an office or a workplace.
Yeah, that's a common courtesy.
It's not, okay. It's not like, I've got to juggle all these things. Now I'm learning that if I'm late, I guess I have to let my boss know. It's like, no, that's not a juggle there. That's not the juggle.
We've got a boat that needs to be like a man who's encountered Norma for the first time. It's got to run, okay? And I need to know that you're going to be my bosun, okay? He's like, I had done it. I'm so sorry. Why are you holding your nipple? I'm sorry. I was getting ready to feed. Sorry, I'm really not here right now. Okay, well, you know, Nathan's in a super unique situation. He's got a newborn. That's why I'm going to give him some grace. But this better not happen again, or that newborn is going to be put on this boat and put to work.
She just becomes the witch from Into the Woods. She's like, I take your newborn and name it Rapunzel. So Nathan goes out onto the deck and he's like, sorry, boys, I've got no sleep last night. And then Coop's like, no worries, glad you're back. Don't laugh. So Joe is like, I don't know. Fuck me. He's just like shaking his head like, this is crazy. I can't believe you showed up late. And so inside, there's a preference sheet meeting. And we are meeting Allison and Danny, and they're recent newlyweds. And they're looking to celebrate their wedding with their closest friends, Heather and Bobby, and also Amanda and Eric and Nick and his tattoo artist wife, Megan.
There are a lot of tattoos coming up. A lot of ink on their way over here. It's the first time Allison and Danny have ever chartered a yacht. Looking for very refined people. Mm-hmm. they're gonna be party animals, I think. So Aisha's like, I don't know. They go through this, whatever. They want water toys, jet skis, sea bobs, e-foil. They want it all. I want to see water toys everywhere. I want to pull up my blanket and say, oh, why isn't this comfortable? Oh, my God, it's a sea bob. That's why.
Yeah, they want
a great job.
These guests want to see elite yacht service and also a jungle themed dinner. So that's fun. And then they're going to go on a little excursion. So
I want an elite jungle themed dinner. Okay.
I want this Michelin needs to be 5-star,
but we're all going to wear leopard print and zebra print. Okay.
I know. So Sandy's like, okay, everyone, now the bad news. I've been trying to get a new deckhand, and I just can't find one, unfortunately. You know, I really need a fourth deckhand. Like, we do have a lot of inflatables, okay? Not to mention the last time we tried to dock the boat shorthanded, we hit the dock. And I've been writing Norma. I've been texting everyone. You know, I know, and I'm like, I can't even find a deckhand. I'm like, Norma, I understand that there's a sale at Dress Barn, but we need to get your head in the game right now. We need to find a bosun. I mean, or a deckhand.
We'll get through this, everyone. Don't worry. We are going to get through this. Meeting when adjourned. I'm sorry. God, my mind's really one place today. So she texts Norma, and she's like, hey there, checking in about a new deckhand, okay? I know it's really hard for you to get a dick in your hand, but we're just going to need to focus on a deckhand, okay, Norma? We've got a very heavy charter coming up. We need a full team for safety reasons. Stop dicking around over there and get me a goddamn bosun. What the hell is wrong with you? Bloop.
Oh, hey, bitch. Sorry, I'm just having a little bit of a difficult time finding anyone who's interested in working on a boat with high turnover rates because of terrible management. But, you know, well, maybe there'll be someone with terribly low standards who will also join you. That's sort of your brand, isn't it? Bloop.
Well, just trying not to make sure their standards are too low, or you might actually find a man, okay? I need him to be working. Bloop.
Yeah, well, at least I've got standards. You've got standerps, and that's what's going on in your boat. Bloop.
Bloop. By the way, bitch, could you check with Maritime Law and see if I am allowed to give a squeegee to a baby? Bloop.
Maritime Law says that is actually allowed, and that the statute of limitations of you plagiarizing He-Man's haircut has passed. So keep on going with that, Bob. Bloop.
Bloop. Oh, hey, when the baby comes on board, you should come meet it. It's the first person I've ever met that, you know, chews just like you. Food coming down their face the whole meal. Bloop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I am on a liquid diet these days because every time I see your face, all my teeth fall out, which is terrible. Bloop.
Wow. So now you're blaming me for your lack of flossing or any childhood dentistry. That's rich. Bloop.
Sorry, that was a metaphor for me trying to find anyone who's willing to work for your totally inept boat. Bloop.
Bloop. You'd probably even have trouble getting a boyfriend in jail, and you're already toothless. Bloop.
But I'm not homeless. Bloop.
Good point. Love you, bitch.
Bloop. Love you too, bitch. Bloop.
So we go to the deck. Joe and Nathan are cleaning up, and Joe's like, did you have a good night, mate? And he's like, oh, I tried, bro. I'll take it easy with the whole family coming as well and stuff. Fucking hell, it's hard, eh?
You know, I know he's got a baby. And look, I'm going to pretend like I'm concerned by holding an invisible little ball in front of me with my hands. I know he's got a baby, but he knows what this job entails. And in my eyes, he's been unprofessional and inconsiderate of our team. There's an element of, I don't want to be here. And as head of department, you've got to be in it to win it.
Like, with this gaslighting that Joe's doing. Oh, you can see he's really checked out, everyone. He doesn't even want to be here. Look at him making silly mistakes. I mean, Nathan fucked up big time. But Joe is just trying to take his job at this point.
Yeah. I mean, Nathan is checked out. Captain Sandy calls it out, you know, a couple of times. Well,
today he definitely
episode.
Is.
So it's like Joe's not wrong. It's just that we can't forget that Joe is the guy who's made complete chaos on this boat for his last two seasons in a row. And had people crying and upset, and he was using people and, you know, playing. He was being a player on the boat for two seasons, making life hell for everybody. And now he's like, you know what I care about? Professionalism.
Well, he's also such a snake because, like, at the beginning of the season, these two were in, like, a fight, and it's like the fight is a little bit better now. But, like, Nathan was like, I don't like her anymore. But then
Joe is like, I don't see what the problem is. I don't have a problem with him. He's got the problem with me.
But like, Joe does have a problem with him because he doesn't get surly the way Nathan does, but he just goes around and undermines, which is exactly what he did with Gail as well. So here he is again, you know, with his bullshit of like, you know, he's just totally checked out. That's not what a bosun needs to be. You know?
Yeah. And now he's anti-Nathan and Gail. So he's getting to come for two, you know, instead of just one. So Sandy calls Nathan to the bridge, and she's like, well, we need another deckhand. What do you think about Aisha helping you out on deck? What about that? She's not stressed enough. He's like, I love that idea. I think that would work. She's done some night watches. She's already dropped the anchor before. Yeah, well, you know, that's all it really takes on this boat, drop an anchor right into the deck. We've also done that, but that was fun. Remember that? It's a good time.
If Aisha thinks she can handle checking in with the interior crew while she's on deck, I don't really think we have another choice. I mean, the safety of this boat and the guests and the crew need to be priority over anything else.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Basically, now they like approach her and they're like, what do you think about being a deckie? You know, she's like,
like a deckhand? Fuck, that just means that they're going to be down inside.
So she tells us, you know, I've got my sense, but, you know, I don't know how good I'm going to be at this. So, I mean, there's not really a better alternative right now, so I guess I'll give it a go, hey?
So I'm going to be a dickhead this whole charter.
And Sandy's like, you know what, we need the help, okay? Because Dum Dum there in the you know, in the office can't seem to find me anyone to help with the deckhands. Sorry, bitch, I love you, but you're a Dum Dum in this situation, and I just, you know, it's gonna have to be you.
Gosh, this boat needs as much help as Norma needs with her hair, you know. But I don't have scissors on me, so I've got you instead. Get out there and kill him, Aisha. It's like, oh, be fine. Just make sure you keep your eye on the interior team, okay?
This is too much. I would say I don't think so. I'm so sorry. But,
well,
no. That's outside, and I use Retin A, so I can't go out there, or my skin will burn off. Sorry.
Yeah.
I earned air conditioning.
I think, but you know, Aisha, she loves an adventure. I mean, she lived in that van with Scott for like 2 years doing the Nomad Land thing. So this is like, she's like, oh, how fun. So, and they have like a pretty competent deck, I mean, interior team. So she's like, whatever, we're going to do this. And I feel like this is such a great moment for Kelly because I really do see so much potential in her as a chief steward. So obviously I'll be there if she needs me to come and ask questions. Let's do it, baby.
So now Joe, Aisha, and Nathan are talking about how she's going to be on the deck team. Joe's really excited, and he's like, she's abnormally strong. And then we see a clip of her holding Joe on her shoulders and being like, yes! Which is crazy. I've thrown out my back, I mean, literally, like, getting a pen off the floor or taking out the trash or when's a good one? Recrossing my legs. One time I threw out my back recrossing my legs.
That's a good one.
So to see somebody just lift somebody on their shoulders like that is crazy.
Yeah, it's very impressive. So Aisha gathers the girls and she's like, well, everyone, I've got a bit of a bomb to drop you off on, which is, Jen, your parents called and said that they're not impressed with the idea of someone being a purser. I don't know why they told me that. Jen's like, God damn it, mother and father, purser is success. No, furthermore, Sandy asked me to shift over to deck for this charter. And Kelly, you're going to be Chief Sue, so congratulations. Now everyone is clearly enjoying this announcement, right? Okay, Kat, you seem happy, and Jen... Jen, are you twisting the leg off of a table right now? Are you okay?
Jen can barely hold it in anymore. She's like, oh, God damn it. What the... I'm fine. This is going to be great.
All right, well, let's just keep the flow. Let me know if you've got any questions about it. I'll just be over here curling the anchor.
You know, I've never seen someone's hair braid itself and get frizzy at the same time just upon hearing a little bit of news.
I'm just imagining Jen's hair just turns into her, like, her psychotic braids.
Yeah, steam coming out of her ears. So Kaylee's psyched. She's like, I feel like I'm cool. I'm experienced enough to handle this. I can do this. I've just got to have confidence. And Jen's like, oh my God, I was so ready to be more positive. I'm like trying over here. I'm trying to be positive. I was just fine with her being second stew, and now she's going to be the chief stew.
How am I going to be positive? This is going to be a disaster. So now Aisha is basically giving Kaylee a game plan and everything. And then, you know, Kaylee's saying, you know, talking about like they'll all be on service, yada, yada. And she's like, this will be so much fun. I can't wait for it. And Kat's like, oh my God, teamwork and communication. I'm such a nerd. So they are like, Kaylee tries to do this thing, you know, where you bring it in, put your hand in the center, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? So she like puts her hand in, Kat puts her hand in, and Jen is like, like, what do I do? Like, wait, I have to put my hand on your hands? But if I don't like cosign this moment, like, ugh, okay, fine. She's very unhappy.
Yeah, so she tries the 1, 2, 3 med, and Jen's like, I'm really trying to stay positive. Like, I don't want to be like this negative cloud of energy around people, you know? I mean, I had a horrible experience on my last boat, even worse than this. After that, I did a detox trip to Bali. Thanks, Mom! Got a book on how to read auras. So, yeah, the aura I'm trying to project this charter is just purple. It's peaceful. Purple peace. Peaceful purple.
I just want to look like Grimace. I'm like, well, I do see a Grimace, if that's helpful. and so that now this kicks off an ongoing bit on the show where they keep showing her aura meter, and right now it's in purple, and predictably, it does not stay in that color. Then we go to the deck, and Aisha texts Scott about this whole thing, and then in the pantry, Joe and Kaylee are sort of being flirty and everything, and he's like, "You've got this. This is a massive move up, eh? Like, you've got it. Embrace it. What you do bad, you learn."
So he's like, you know, outside of everything going on with us, she's going to be an absolute smash running the interior. She's like me. She just works too hard to fail.
Literally, we've had 2 seasons of watching you mess up on deck, Joe. Like, working too hard to fail. That concept doesn't actually even work. Make sense. Like, literally, Nathan worked too hard and failed today.
So now it's 15 minutes till charter. Everyone has to get in their whites. And Aisha's giving Kaylee advice on guest relations. She's like, all right, so when everyone gets on, you need to stay with them, chat to them. Oh, where are you from? Oh, Arizona. I love Arizona. It's like, what's Arizona? It's a fucking hot place where people come from. You'll tell because they've got really dry hair and their skin. You can draw pictures on it with your fingernail, right? It's just a place.
It's a place where the women will have red hair, but also yellow hair all at the same time. It's called ketchup and mustard highlights. It's also the home of iced tea. Iced tea was invented in Arizona.
So now the guests arrive, and Kaylee is giving the tour today while Aisha joins the deck, and she's doing the anchor with Joe. And the guests are like, hey, can we just get a Bud Light on here? Yeah, it's hilarious. Thanks for the best tour ever, Kaylee. She's like, oh, I love Arizona. Would you like some lotion?
So you're a tattoo artist, is that right? And he's like, yeah, I am, but I'm retired because I hate tattooing. Well, stop it. I mean, that's why you're retired, I guess. And then she shows him her tattoo, which people may have forgotten. It says liability inside of her lip. And he's like, whoa, it says liability. Wow, shut the fuck up. Does that say liability? I've seen a lot of things on the lip, but that's a good one, which is his code of saying, that's a terrible, terrible tattoo you've got inside of there.
You are the reason I quit tattooing. Drunk idiots asking for stupid things in the middle of the night. You are the reason I quit. Thank you. I did forget that she had that god-awful thing. Bless her heart.
I don't know what's worse, that or Tamara's son's tattoo that says Nugget on the inside.
Oh. What did Daisy say? Daisy has one on the inside of her lip too, right? I forgot what it says. I think it says,
got to work. Got to work. Gary, how many Peters are in the basket?
Deck, Nick is having everyone pull out all the toys, and Aisha's ready for this. And she's like, oh, I started as a deckhand. Now I had to leave because my captain was just such an asshole. I would have just cleaned everything on deck, and then he would pull out a saw table and just start sawing on the deck and get wood dust all over the deck. And finally I said, fuck you, fuck this, and I became a stew. What?
Who is what sawing was the captain
doing that he was whipping out a saw and like doing his woodworking on the deck?
You know where's a great place to do woodworking with saws and heavy machinery? On an unsteady moving deck. What was happening here? How did this happen?
I don't know. How has this man not been a captain on Below Deck? Because that shit's hilarious. That sounds like that sounds like a Below Deck sailing type of captain.
That's crazy. It's also crazy that he didn't put down like a tarp or something. But like, what? Why was he sawing? What was he sawing? I need to get to the bottom of this. So guess what? Now Coop and Aisha are throwing the slide over the railing. And you know, one thing that we have not seen a lot of this season, or really in a moment, is drama about inflating and deflating things like slides and things. You know, there was a period of time on this show and other shows, but especially this show, where it was like, oh, time to blow up the slide. And all the deckhands would groan. And it was like, oh, man, do we have to do the slide? The slide is hard. How do we do the slide? And Sandy would be like, the slide's got to go out. It's like, well, we didn't want to put out the slide because it's so heavy. It's like the slide, every time the slide. And so we sort of moved past that, sort of like how they don't really show provisions anymore. But this episode, they're like, we're bringing it back. Heavy, inflatable items. And they're all going to be picking them up all episode long.
Yeah, so Nathan's listing them all. He's like, get the bar, the canopy, the sea bobs. Why are we doing all this without the crane? Let's just move as quick as we can, guys. I know it's a lot, and I'm going to stand here and watch you do it. Which is really pissing off Coop and what's-his-buttons, Joe. Because yeah. Nathan is kind of dazed today. He's like, do this, do that. And then he'll just be kind of staring at a wall. And yeah. So Sandy is asking Aisha to chamois the stairs, and they're bringing inflatable stuff out. And Nathan's like, you don't need two to do that. Why is it taking you two to do one thing? And they're like, the current's pretty big. It does take two. And Coop's like, I hate when he says stuff like that, and we're working our asses off.
That's bad if you're making Coop get angry. He's like so happy-go-lucky, and yeah. Now he's starting to turn this episode. So more toys, more inflatables. Yeah, this
is the turn of Coop, which is pretty crazy. And it's a mixture of Nathan being out to lunch and also Joe just working on Coop nonstop. Because every time they cut to Joe, he's like, yeah. Well, this is very unprofessional. I don't like this. I'm more professional than him. And I can't believe I'm professional. And Coop, you know, impressionable.
He is impressionable.
Sweet guy, but impressionable.
Very impressionable. This is also a man who would gather fish and things from the river and put them in his above ground pool and had his own little aquarium. So like, he's not the brightest bulb.
Yeah.
Okay. But Nathan's also definitely that sort of manager where if he's having a bad day, he's going to make you feel it. You know, he's done this before and sometimes it's been justified, but he really does. He's a guy who probably sucks to work for. So Coop and Joe are struggling, and Coop is like, you know, it's better to lay this shit out before blowing it up and then letting it just, you know, you know, just fucking do itself. I mean, Knight doesn't even believe this. He's basically annoyed because he thinks that there should be an order in which they should pull everything out and then inflate it rather than inflate it and then pull it out, I guess. And they're just like grumbling, like, this is inefficient, it's stupid, but they can't say anything about it. Otherwise, they'll get in trouble.
Yeah. And it's also like, how does Nathan not know that? Like, you need to lay the toys out first and kind of unfurl them and then inflate them.
It's yeah, I was weird. A little confused. Was he trying to inflate them without them being unfurled?
Yeah, he's like, just put them out there and then start blowing them up, and then the air will kind of expand them or whatever. I mean, I guess this is crazy. You know, this show gets us into so many weird conversations. Like, what's like, the best way to inflate a toy? I mean, I don't really know.
I don't know.
But I see whatever it was. I see what Coop is saying as it's happening. But now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, what the fuck do I know about? What am I making a stance like, on this for?
When I saw it, I was like, you know what? Ronnie will understand this. I was like, I was confused. I was like, either Ronnie will or our note taker will.
It seemed like he was saying you have to get the toys out, then you have to unfurl them and place them where you want to be. And then once you start blowing them up with air, they go up much more quickly because they're where they need to be. They're unfurled, blah, blah, blah. And Nathan's like, just shove the air in there, put them in a place, and they'll unfurl themselves with the air. But I don't know. I'm kind of team Coop just because he's the one actually doing it. And Nathan is just barking and not really doing that much and then staring at a wall.
Yeah. I wish there was a way to find out what the best practices are for inflating a giant yacht toy. Is it better to unfurl, or is it better to just blow the air into it and let the natural process of the air unfurl it? Because it's going to unfurl anyway, so why put your muscles into it? Which would then, I guess, go towards Nathan's point of view. But obviously, Joe and Cooper are slaving away under the duress of this workflow. So I just want to get to the bottom of it now.
So Kaylee and Joy are talking, and Joy is teaching her basically what she needs to do. And she's like, you have to judge what they like. So if you see that they didn't touch something, you have to tell me. There's no reason to tell me it's amazing. Okay. I don't give a shit. I want to please them. So tell me bad things.
Yeah, tell me bad things. I want to know everything about Uncle Sam. I'm so good already. Last night I was terrible. I struggled with Suzanne. I lost my best friend. I almost killed Cooper. I want to get the energy back I had at the beginning of the season because I'm quite low. Now, I don't like to trade in stereotypes, but I have to admit, when Joy had this little mini monologue, it really would have been wonderful if we had some sort of like Edith Piaf playing or like accordion. It would have been wonderful.
A floating dot. Guests are able to use all the toys now. They're using them.
They're like, yeah.
So Sandy's like, Joe, you need towels for everyone. I've got them. Give him one. He's just got out of the water. Okay, you got enough towels? I do. Enough for everybody? No. Fuck's sake. This is a clown show. Jesus. It's like looking at Norma's Tinder.
I've done the good work of researching the best practices for inflating and deflating your custom inflatables without damage. And according to Music City Drive-In, they say it's better to lay it all out and then put the air in, rather than put the air in and let the air push it into its proper shape. So, there you go.
Wow. There's a very self-satisfied coming from me.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. So the point is,
thank you, Music City, for just proving a thank point you. That didn't really need to be proven, but feels very good to my soul.
Yeah. Also, CustomInflatables.com says, step one, unfold and inspect. So there you go. Unfold first. So that's 2 points for Coop and Joe. 0 for Nathan. I'm Shannon Medore reporting back from the Custom Inflatables Olympics.
Oh, I'm falling. Wow. So Sandy's like, what the hell? You know, I know we just shuffled the team, but it's not like they're down a deckhand. I didn't pull Aisha from the interior for the deck team to still be a shit show. Joe, I need you guys to be visual, okay?
Yes. Are there towels?
Yes. And not for everyone. No.
Could they share a towel? Yes. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to answer that one for you, Joe. I just got excited. The point is this, towels, always, it's A-B-T, always be toweling. Get your towels out, okay? Hey, did you get some good chicken last night? I did. I got it from Towelin' Ray's Hot Nashville Hot Chicken. Get those towels ready to go.
I need you to have vision. Can you see wind? No. But you know when you can see it? When you're holding a towel up and the wind blows it, okay? That's why we need more towels. I want towel for every wind that comes through here. Get on it.
It's like the, it's like Mariah Carey once sang, I had a vision of towels, and it was more than I meant it to be. I had a vision of towels, and they were wrapped around Norma's head. She calls that a ballroom dress, but we all know it's a terry cloth towel. Still, she believes she'll find her prince charming when she goes out into the world wearing nothing but towels. I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Are you done there? Well, I would have been singing into a towel as a microphone. Had there been enough towels, I believe the towels are our future. Okay, I'm getting some towels. Jeez. Nathan, you... is there a shower here? When is the shower going up here? I need a shower here. I don't see one.
Why are you giving them towels but no shower? I mean, have the vision. You need to have the vision.
The shower's not up. There's no towels. No one's attentive to the guests. That speaks volumes where Nathan's head is. It's like he's not even on board. Nathan, Nathan. What? I couldn't see. I had a towel over my head. Gosh.
I can't live if living is without towels. I can't live with no towels. Sorry, it's just, you know, once you get going with those towel songs, it's exciting.
All right, now listen, I'm not happy because, you know, the shower wasn't out, the towels weren't out. I mean, what are we going to talk about this morning? If you're here, you got to get your shit together. This is Charter 5 Towels, okay? I want 5 out of 5 towels from you. Now, get your shit together. Come on, Nathan. He's like, oh, you know, fair enough. That was a fucking shit show, I guess. Yeah. And hey, Joe, you're part of this too. Now, I know there's a lot of activity going on, but what is this, all over the place? Yeah, it is. So we want to make sure our setup is like cookie cutter every day. You're the lead deckhand. He's not on board. You've got a lead. All right. Now, if this were an ice skating party, how would you do a table setting? I want to hear about table decor, okay? You never know. You never know.
Oh, God, I want a lead. But, you know, Nathan practically threatened me not to lead, and he's going to chew my head off even if I contemplate leading. And I've got Captain Sandy telling I need to have towels out there, but also cookie cutters. Are we making little cookies out of towels? I'm so confused.
Oh, Joe. So Joe's like, oh, he basically threatened my life if I ever helped him. No, he was telling you not to undermine him.
Okay? Yeah.
And not undermine every decision he makes just because you don't like him. That's what he was telling you. And that's exactly what you're doing right now.
Okay, let's tomorrow, let's act like Norma's forehead on a date. Let's shine, okay? Because today was a disaster.
Which is also Norma's forehead. So,
which was just the general state of that date that she was on.
Bloop. Hey there, heard that. My forehead's doing great, thanks. Still no deckhand available, you absolute bitch face. Bloop.
Hey, that's fine. You don't need to send a deckhand. At this point, we'd just be happy if you could send some sort of towel.
Bloop. Bloop. I've been trying to send you towels, but you never stop making a mess. So I guess if I really want to fix this mess, I should send you a new captain. Ooh, bloop.
Okay, that's really funny. You're going to send me a new captain. Let's just get those towels here. Before you ask, a lobster bib does not count, especially none of the used ones that you say. Bloop.
Bloop. Keep looking, bitch.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now we go to the pantry. Jen and Kat are blowing up inflatable jungle animals. It's a lot of blowing up stuff today. We're about to have jungle dinner, guys. And Jen's like, that's as good as it's going to get for this fucking giraffe. I've had it. My aura is down. Sick of blowing things up.
Mad at the giraffe. She's like, that's as far as you get. But she's like, see, I told you I was good at blowing. So Kayla's like, all right, well, we can start setting up the dinner table then. And so then they are setting it up. And then Jen goes to town and she like makes this jungle themed table that like wows everyone. And she's like, see, sometimes I do know what I'm doing. I'm trying. I'm purple. So it's just funny because she does this is like the best thing that she's ever done this season. And she gets all the flowers for it. She gets all the appreciation all the way up to Sandy. And she still winds up livid by the end of the episode just because she can't deal with Kaylee. Like, this should be a triumphant moment, right?
Yeah. So now they're at the dinner table. Kat is showing Kaylee the decor, and Sandy even pops in. She's like, whoa, oh, wow. God, this couldn't be better if it was a towelscape. You did such a great job. Wow, this is amazing. Can someone just take pictures of this and send this to Hannah and just under it put, see, stupid.
You got me feeling towel motions. Better than I've ever felt them before. Okay, you can look that one up, Jen. It's before your time. So then we're in the crew cabins where, once again, they are so crammed in there that you just sort of see Joe's shoulder and like the bottom of Coop's chin as they're talking to each other and they're complaining. And Aisha is, you know, she's talking to Scott about their wedding and about like they're going to do this or that. And she's like, wedding planning is going very, very well. You know, I've got Scott as my second stew going strong in New Zealand, and he's probably like, oh, for fuck's sake, will she stop being the chief stew? No, I will be a chief stew until the day that I die.
And then it's Joy and Kaylee. Joy's trying to teach Kaylee how to run the dinner. She's like, are you clearing? You have to tell me when you're clearing. She's like, okay, well, how far off the mains are we? 10 minutes. You didn't tell me you're clearing. She's like, should I come back? She's like, of course you should come back. What else? I was willing to get up there. No, don't come back. Don't come. Okay? I will put plates here and we will wait for plate to walk upstairs.
And Joy is meanwhile making these like circles of carrot puree or something that she then fills in with some sort of beurre blanc, or it looks really amazing. She does so much high-end stuff in that tiny little kitchen. So then there's more cleaning, and Kat is asking Jen how she feels about Kaylee, and Jen's like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. And now her aura has gone from purple to yellow out of nowhere.
Yeah. So after dinner, everybody loved the dinner and they go straight to bed. And Aisha's telling the stews, straighten the pantries and all that stuff. And then Nathan checks in with Gail, texts in. He's like, I miss ya. And now it's 5:55 a.m. And everybody's waking up and Joy gives Coop a croissant.
It is made with love. Huh? You like her.
So you he like... gives part of that to Kat. Mm-hmm. He gives part of that to Kat. I mean, I would marry any man who brought me croissants. That's really all I need.
Yeah. Especially, yeah. Anytime someone shows up with a pastry for me, I'm like, dee, 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 dee. Sandy's like, hey, Nathan, I just want to say, I'm putting the pressure on you to have a good day, okay? So let's bring it in here. You can't spell good day without T-O-W-E-L-S towels, okay? So make sure they're out there for everyone. And not tea towels. Those don't count.
Can't spell good day without, ooh, eh? Okay, get to it. Get to it.
So in the pantry, I don't know. People are serving breakfast now. And Kaylee has news for Kat. It's going to make Kat give us this face. She gets to go on the excursion today.
Oh my God.
So
I'm
now
such a nerd.
They're trying.
I'm such a nerd.
That's her
now
thing.
Now they're trying to find items to go to the mess, and Kat has some glasses in her hands, and she's like, should we keep that one, that glass there, just because we're down on any of that kind? And Jen's like, that one is atrocious, Kaylee. Get it together. God, this is what kind of glass choices you have? you're speaking like an uneducated chief stew. So.
Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, fucking trust me. I made a jungle dinner last night. So now, like, her aura is, like, flickering from yellow to red. She's like, I love my life. I love, 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 love my life. And so then Kat's like, keep it positive. She's like, I'm trying to, but it's like I'm seeing so many stupid mistakes that should not be happening, especially with Chiefy over there. Jeez, or Chefy, I should say. See, look, even I'm making mistakes. So Kat's like, I really do like Jen.
She said Chiefy.
She said Chiefy?
Because she means, she means Kaylee. She's like, Kaylee sucks. Like, she's making all these mistakes. It's so hard to stay positive about it. And Kat's like,
I really like Jen. Like, we have a similar sense of humor and stuff, but, like, she really needs to work on her attitude. I mean, my God, like, she's been getting way too negative.
And Jen's like, yeah, well, most of the chief stews I've worked with, they've been in the industry for, like, 10 years. So, you know where I was 10 years ago? In middle school. I was 12. So,
and then she's the same one who's like, why don't I get to be second stew? Well, meanwhile, she's saying, like, anyone who's, like, worth their effort in the med has put in 10 years at least to get anywhere.
And she's the same person that is going to one day be second stew. And then that whole time she's going to be like, the chief stew sucks. I could do better than them. Look at the chief stew making every mistake. You know, she's going to try and neg anybody that she's under.
Yeah. Over in the toy garage, deckhands are using a crane to lift inflatables, and Coop and Joe, they look at each other and they laugh about something. Like, clearly they're sharing an inside joke about, like, here we go again, inflating more toys without unfurling. God, I hate the old inflate without unfurl moment. And Nathan's like,
well, I think it's because before, earlier...
Oh, because they said,
why aren't we using the crane for this stuff? So now they're using it and kind of like giving each other a little smile. And Nathan's like, well, have you two something to say to each other? Or if you looked at each other in a certain way, you can just say it out loud.
It's like, well, I was looking at you smiling. That's all I was doing. It's like, well, let's crack on with our jobs because it's a bit condescending. So Joe's like, there's no malicious intent. I just pull faces all the time.
Well, it's annoying. Everyone has a limit to the disrespect that they're going to take. Yeah, you know who else does? Your crew.
Yeah.
Like, people really don't like being talked like to this for no reason, or talked to like this for no reason. What the fuck? This guy.
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, if you're going to suck at your job, at least have your crew like you.
Mm-hmm. It's like, if I have to mention it again, I'll mention it to Cap. Final warning, respect, boys. If you wouldn't do it to Cap, don't do it to me. Like, you're the one who showed up like 2 hours late to your job yesterday, and now you're going to bark at them demanding respect. I mean, that's really what this is about, by the way, right? Like, he made his own error, but he projects like all his shame and guilt or whatever onto everyone else. Sort of be like, well, everyone else is shitty, and I've got my hands full right now. Look at what I'm doing. So yes, I made a mistake, but maybe it's because I'm overburdened with these people. So Joe is like,
yeah, but I think he's also feeling, because you know, you feel a temperature change, right? If people suddenly aren't liking you as much anymore,
yeah,
and kind of giving each other looks and stuff, I think he feels that he's on the outs, but this isn't the way to get back in. Like, if you see, especially if you're the boss, like if you see people kind of turning on you, figure it out and try and get in there, but don't like yell at them, dummy.
Yeah. But again, the reason why they're really turning on him, well, first of all, Joe is a cancer. Second of all, he basically abused his position the day before by showing up late, not even calling in, not even telling anyone. That's like, you know, when you've got a boss who's kind of does a lazy move like that, that's how you lose morale of the people who work under you, especially if you're sort of like on the bubble, you know, because he's barked a few times. Like, his thing is that when he's frustrated with his own performance, he barks at others, you know, and if he's in a bad mood, he barks at others. And I think they've sort of been okay with it. But then, like, the moment that he does like that flagrant abuse of position, then now he's lost them. And it doesn't help that there's also someone in Coop's ear who's encouraging Coop to be lost from Joe.
Well, I've never seen this side of Nate. That's my deck daddy. Now I'm getting in trouble for smiling. Now he's being deck dickhead.
So Joy gets a text from Luke, and Luke is like, my life is joyless without you. He's so shameless. And we know he's coming back, by the way, because he's in the preview for the second half of the season. You know whose life is also joyless? Anyone who's slept in your semen for 3 days straight.
So now Kaylee and Kat. Kat's like, I just wanted to talk to you about Jen real quick. Like, I love Jen to death. But, like, so I think she's maybe bottling up her feelings. Today she was blowing up one of those giraffe things and she started strangling it. And then she bit the tail off with her mouth and then screamed, you're not worthy of being Chief Stew, you stupid C word. And then she started it on fire and watched it burn in the sink while kind of laughing under her breath.
Yeah. And then she went up to that inflatable flamingo and she grabbed it by the neck and started choking it and saying, I don't want to be a therapist like you, mother. I don't. It was really weird.
Kaylee's like, gotcha. Okay, head loud and clear. So then the toy garage. Nathan is lifting an inflatable and he hurts his back. So yeah. Coop has the answer my dad has to any back issue, which is
drink some water.
He's like, if it's a pulled muscle, you gotta go pound some water. So Sandy's like, okay, what's going on? I heard the sound of someone who's gonna need a nap soon. So what's going on? And Nathan's like, okay, here, come with me, sweetheart. We're gonna give you some Advil. And by Advil I mean a hug. All right, does that feel better? A little hug? A little Advil hug? No?
So he's like, I was twisting stuff on the swim platform and I hurt my back. She's like, oh my God, you think pulling it on all that heavy equipment maybe did it? Yes.
No, it was Murder, the bleeding he had for breakfast.
That's Columbo. Yeah, well, I don't have a good back anyways. I heard it in Sydney a few months back because we were lifting a fucking generator out of the engine room. Oh, gosh, I was getting help for a bulging disc. I was weeks and weeks going to rehab, and I think I just hurt myself again. It's absolutely fucked.
So you probably exacerbated that injury, huh? Yeah, that's why I told the story. Oh, I thought it was just a story. But you probably exacerbated it. And if
Wait. Do you think you maybe hurt your back?
Do you think that maybe you wouldn't have hurt your back if maybe you'd been busy bringing towels down to the guests? I don't know, just thinking out loud.
You gotta get fixed before you can work. He's like, no, I'm not working. I don't give in like that. It's like, Nathan, you have to. Oh, fuck. This charter. She is killing me. You know, now I don't want to go into this without four deckhands, but now it's a liability not to have Nathan. No, now it's a liability to have Nathan on board if we don't know how bad his back is.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, I know that song, you can do it, put your back into it, but sometimes you can't listen to songs so much. So you've never had an MRI or anything. Have you ever had that? What about a Branzino? Can you eat a Branzino in an MRI? Can we ask the doctor about that? What if we give an MRI to a Branzino? There's a lot of possibilities here.
I'm going to give you the opposite advice I give Norma. Spend more time on your back. You know, you're just going to have to. I'm calling the medic. That's it. So she's like, hey, medic, it's me, Sandy. Someone hurt themselves lifting something heavy. I'm suspecting they hurt their back.
We don't really know what happened. His back went out. I wasn't sure if it's because of the pancakes he had this breakfast or because he tried to lift a 3-ton item with his bare hands. I don't know. Could you come on here and fix it? Thanks so much.
So she goes to wake up Aisha because now she needs Aisha up early, who's been working her ass off. And I have to say, man, Aisha really, even when there's nobody there except the little camera in the room, you know, she doesn't even do like a fuck me, nothing. She's just like, okay. Then gets up and goes to work.
As long as there's noodles afterwards. I didn't even know they make
people like that. That's crazy.
Her work ethic is really tremendous. So Joe then tells us, because Joe's now going to be in charge, and Joe says, I feel like there are two ways we can look at this. One, we are fucked. Or two, this is my chance to step into a leader role. And if I can pull this off, maybe Captain Sandy will finally see that I'm bosun material too. Like, okay, relax. So then we have in the pantry, Kaylee's giving Aisha a drink. And it's like, yeah, this is delicious. This drink is wonderful that you made. Kaylee has really been stepping up as chief stew. She's amazing with the guests, and she's really good at decor. She's my little Gen Z babies are growing up and evolving. It's like my own little personal Tamagotchi.
I like when Joe's like, I'm going to become the boss now. And then he's like, all right, here's what we need. That clean, this inflate. There's two of you. Cooper knows what he needs to do. But thanks.
Thanks,
so
Joe.
Now everybody's going to their Green Cove's excursion. And they go have funny games. It's a lot of wooing. And then the water taxi comes for Nathan. And he's like, I'll text you to know the results. Like, let me know if it's your bag. So he's upset that he has to leave, and he's concerned where that leaves him and his family for the future. It's fucked. It's not looking too good right now.
Yeah, well, too bad. So then guests are back. Joy gives everyone enormous, delicious-looking chicken schnitzels. And then Sandy is like,
they're like, okay, we want a five-star service. Please give us chicken tenders for lunch. Thank you.
Now Sandy's just by herself. She's like, okay, we need a deckhand. I'm just putting it out there. I'm using the secret. I'm also using some secret. God, it was a little stinky earlier. And then she's like, Norma, I'm checking in again. Okay, Norma, I know this. Unlike the guys you try to talk to on Tinder, I'm going to check in again. And any news on deckhands? Okay, because my bosun was injured. I don't know what it is. I think it might be his back because he was clutching the back part of his back, but it could have just been his fingers. He was hiding them from me because he didn't want me to see them being injured. I'm already down one. I could use a CV ASAP. Thank you.
Bloop. Oh, hey there, Sandy. Just got your text. Sorry for the late response. I'm on a date. Bloop.
A date with who or what? Is it just with yourself? And does that count as a date?
Bloop. Bloop. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Okay, come on. I know you're not really on a date. Stop this. Dot, dot, dot. Oh, he insisted on paying for he's coming back to my place. Dot, dot, dot. Damn it, I need a deckhand, Norma, please.
Wow, this is like that time that Norma fell into the vat of tomatoes. She left me on red.
So now she is writing all her bravado deckhands, and she's like, is anyone available? So yeah,
which is, by the way, that's from last season. That's the motor yacht Bravado was the boat from last season of Below Deck Med.
Oh, so she's just going down the list of casts. She's now,
and the deckhands from last season were Max, obviously, Nathan, Joe, and then it was like those two. Was it those two people who were fired? Christian and that girl, were they? I think they were the same. They were not on Below Deck Down Under, right? Remember those two guys? Those two Dumbos? Maybe they were.
It's Below Deck DVR.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's not going to work. I can't do it.
I apologize.
Wasn't Max on regular Below Deck?
He was on Below Deck Med because he worked under. He worked underneath. He was on last season. And we know he's coming back. It's in the trailer. It says it. Like, Max is back.
Yeah. Joy is like, French men are stupid. Something like that in the trailer. So pantry dishes are piling up on Jen, and she's getting really pissed off because, you know, they just cleared lunch. They're bringing it to her. And she's like, oh, my God, I have to do all this shit alone again. Yes, Jen. You guys are down a person. It's not like they're standing around doing nothing. They literally just cleared the table, which is why you have dishes to do.
I know. So So then Kaylee's just telling her, put things here, put things there. And Jen's like, no, 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 it needs to be a little bit more. All hands on deck, okay? Because I'm starting to get very frustrated. I need some help here. And Kaylee's like, well, anytime that you're here by yourself, just radio and we'll just get someone up here, okay? She's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm trying. Trust me. I am trying. She's like, did your hair just turn into braids again? It's like, yes, that's what happens when my aura turns red.
Kat's like, oh, my God, Jen needs to drop the attitude and drop the ego. We're all missing Asia, okay? If we don't work together, we're gonna fail.
Okay, Kit.
But Kaylee doesn't, you know, Kaylee's like unflappable, really, because Jen is trying, and she's trying to throw her all the attitude she can, and Kaylee's not breaking at all. She's like, no. Right, Kit, anytime she's in the pantry, let's just try to both be in there, make sure our faces are there and help her out. All right, Jen, I'm just gonna get on the other side of you and start drawing. How about that? She's like, oh, when I marry a rich guy, I'm hiring a fucking professional dishwasher.
Yeah, Kaylee doesn't really break, but I think Kaylee's the sort of person who will have one big monumental break in about 20 years. I think she just takes it all in. She's because she's like dedicated to being cheerful. And so she'll have one big one. And then she'll be back to being who she is.
She'll be in the back of a police car, like driving away slowly. And you're like, oh my God, I just never saw this coming. And she just lowers her lip.
Liability.
She'll just have like a Richard Simmons trajectory, RIP, where, you know, she's gregarious and like a ball of light and wonderful. And then one day just say, all right, that's it. I'm going away now. Like, goodbye. No, never to be seen again.
Yeah. So now deck team's working and Joe's checking in on Asia. He's like, how are you finding the deck, dear?
Well, mentally, it's very simple for me because I'm just being told what to do. How are you feeling with Nathan not being here?
He's like, I feel like Gerard Butler in 300. Okay. Well,
what is that? What? That's the number of brain cells that are dying per second I listen to Joe. So then back in the pantry, there's more dishes and Kat's like, are you okay, Jen? She's like, I'm just annoyed because there's like a lot of annoying things, like a lot of things annoying me in my brain right now. Like my mom always says, if you never have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And then I always say, fuck you, mother. And she says, that's a perfect example. And it's like, I will be more successful than you, mother. Okay, calm down, sweetheart. I'm leaving. I'm going to sail the seas. So, you know, I get it.
So now Kat's aura meter is, or Jen's aura meter is blue. Dun, dun, dun. So when we go to the swim platform and Joe and Cooper now rolling up inflatables. I think this toy thing is too much at this point. It's constant. Well, it's constant toys. Sandy loves these toys. They're out all the time.
Yeah, it's really annoying. And so Joe's like, we got to figure it out, you know, because we always mess it up. Like, we've got to have a more efficient fold. Like, I can start rolling here. They're like trying to, like, you know, like come up with new systems to deal with these inflatables. And Coop is happy. He's like, see, these are the conversations we haven't been having. We're like figuring it out. He's like, well, you know, Nate, he's got his ways, his terrible, terrible ways, but you didn't hear it from me.
Yeah, and Joe's like, well, I don't want Nate to be seriously injured. Who would want that? Ding! But we're already starting to find a groove without him. Just the three of us. Maybe it's an opportunity for me to upgrade the practices that Nathan isn't running efficiently. Let's see what Joe Bradley's deck looks like. So Joe is immediately going to be like, okay, Nathan's gone. Let's change the system for everything and then do it that way every time. So when Nathan comes back, his head is going to pop off.
Yeah. But is he going to come back? Nathan calls up Sandy and he's like, so I got an injection in my ass and I don't have the greatest news. Doctor says that I have a bruised disc and I don't know when I'll be back. It's like, okay, well, I've got to make sure you can actually do the job, Nathan. The deck crew's crumbling. We can't have two people down for the rest of the season. We still have charters on the books. What are we going to do if Nathan has to leave the boat?
So I don't know, does Nathan leave?
I mean, that's serious.
Do we know?
Maybe he goes into the interior. Maybe he and Asia switch. It's like a body swap movie, except it's the bodies are not swapped. It's just their professions.
Freaky Friday. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We're going to go over and recap House of the Dragon for Winter is Crappening now. So join us over there for that. And we'll be back throughout the rest of the week with more Bravo good times. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.